going the extra mile and creating a nonprofit EMS organization with worldwide reach? Well, we'll have it with part two of our special interview segment with Jason Friesen of Trek Medics International. If that's what you're looking for, you found it right here on this week's episode of the Medic Cast.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is the Medicast, a podcast for EMS providers by EMS providers, featuring EMS news, products, tips, tricks, and commentary. So grab your gear and glove up. Here's today's show with the pod medic, Jamie Davis.
Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of the Medic Cast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, and I'd like to take an opportunity to welcome all of you here to the program this week. We have a great show for you with part two of our special crossover episode for you from the Disaster Podcast at disasterpodcast.com. Remember, a year ago or so, I interviewed Jason Friesen, the founder of Trek Medics International, a nonprofit organization committed to transforming emergency medical care in the third world and around all over the place. Now, we had him on a few weeks back in the Disaster Podcast to do a follow-up with him and talk about what he's been doing over the last year or so. So we have part two of that interview that started in last week's episode. Now, that's coming up later on in a special extended episode that you'll see here coming up in later on in the show. Before we get to all that, though, please make sure you do a couple of things. You always want to make sure you're checking out all the additional information available for you over at the MedicCast blog at medicast.com/blog. There's a show notes link at the top of the page. Click that link and it'll take you right to the most recent episode, or you can scroll down and find all the other episodes there as well. There's also a search box, so you can look for different things, keywords, or whatever else you're looking for, but take some time and make sure you follow up on what I talk about in the show each week so you understand how it applies to your own EMS practice and protocols. Also, if you want to get back in touch with me, you still have a question, please do so. You can always email me at podmedic@mac.com. Shoot me an email with your comments, your questions on an episode. Maybe you have a suggestion for me or links for interviews or whatever. I want to hear from you and I will get back to you. I respond to every email that comes in. So please, please keep those emails coming. That's it for our contact information. It's time to go on and get into the rest of the show. It's coming up in just a sec. TrekMedics.org is a special organization that seeks to improve emergency medical care in third world countries around the world. It's featured recently on CNN. Many people heard about them here first on the MedicCast when I interviewed founder Jason Friesen a year or so ago. Now, the programs supported by the organization are even bigger and better because of recent support from folks like Google and other large donors who have awarded grants to Trek Medics so that they can continue to grow and develop their amazing work. So check out this update I bring over from the Disaster Podcast. You have me, my co-host Sam Bradley, and Dr. Joe Holly, as well as special guest, Trek Medics founder Jason Friesen. Remember, for those of you watching the video version of the episode, the Disaster Podcast is an audio show, so you're just going to be seeing their logo during this segment. You don't need to adjust your set. And good day and welcome to another episode here of the Disaster Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic, and it's great to have you all joining us again for another episode this week. This is going to be another two-part episode, and actually this is part two of the episode we began last week with Jason Friesen from the Trek Medics organization at trekmedics.org. That's TrekMedics.org. And Trek Medics is an organization that provides some key resources regarding emergency response and management around the world, especially in third world areas. And so we're going to pick up with that interview segment with Jason, Sam, and Dr. Joe Holly that we began last week, and we pick up with the second half of that episode right here.
Jason, I want to break in because I'm looking at your Facebook page, and that story is front and center, Bugando Hospital in Tanzania, and it looks like you've got some CNN coverage on that.
Yeah. So how about that? I mean, talk about a good piece of news. It was only 2 weeks after this program had launched, and we got, I'm the executive director of Trek Medics, but what does that mean, honestly, is fundraising and outreach and partnership building, you know, networking. That's what it really is. I do very little work in the field, but I'm always sending out press releases, you know, to different news agencies, and they're 99% of the time ignored. But I had sent one out to CNN for something else, for our DR program, actually. And then they came back and said, tell us about DR. And then we told them, and they said, tell us about Tanzania. And we told them about that too. And they said, well, we want to do a segment on one of them. Let us decide. And me, I got to be the impartial parent. And I'm like, whichever ones you want, you know, DR or the Tanzania, you guys decide, we'll make it happen. And they said in the end, they wanted to go to Tanzania because it's an urban area. So it would have had much more call volume. You know, there would be much more going on potentially than the rural area. But yeah, they happened really fast, and they flew somebody out. They filmed for 2 days, and then they put it out on CNN International. And it wasn't last month was the first time it aired on CNN US. And this month they'll do it one more time, and then that's it. But we're really grateful for that too.
And I can see you got some coverage on EMS World too. I am blown away with, you know, how you describe your humble beginnings and where you're taking this thing. And poor Joe, we haven't given him a chance. He's probably got some thoughts. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I'm listening in fascination, and it's such an amazing story. I think, you know, for folks that are interested in becoming involved in disaster work in general, which is kind of where we started our conversation, I'm really taken by the amazing work that Trek Medics has done, and the realization to some extent that simple things like infrastructure make such a huge difference. And, you know, sort of talk about low-hanging fruit almost, these relatively small projects that these guys have done have had such a huge impact on such a huge number of people, and have really almost been crowdsourced in a lot of ways, especially the thing of fun and all that sort of stuff. What a phenomenal use of technology. And, you know, to me, it just really says to folks that want to get involved in disaster medicine that there is a role for every job, every concept, every different approach. There is something that can be done, and I would just to me, it's just very exciting to realize that everybody has some kind of contribution they can make.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very kind, and I very much agree with you. I mean, one of the reasons I started Trek Medics was because I was so frustrated with the lack of professional advancement opportunities we have as EMS professionals. You know, when I announced I was going to paramedic school, I'm sure many people have heard this, but they told me, you know, you're going to paramedic school. Well, that gives you 4 career options. You know, you can go to the fire department, you can become a nurse, you can try to be a doctor, you can go to management, or fifth choice, you could even burn out, you know? And I was like, that's about it. Those are your choices. And for me, don't get me wrong, those are great choices. Those are definitely promising, but you know, for a lot of EMS folks who want to be out and about in the community, you know, talking with people, being involved where things are happening, there aren't many other choices. And so, especially for me, it was like, look, you've got virtually the entire developing world has no 911 system. That's got to be an opportunity for jobs and, you know, just a way to get involved and to use our skills in ways that are needed and haven't been used before.
Well, you sure turned that idea on its head, didn't you?
Possibly, yes.
You probably have gone to places you never even considered you'd be going. So I guess that's my next question, Jason. What's in the future for Trek Medics? Or is that all a big unknown?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're at a position right now where we're definitely at an inflection point where we're having increasingly less difficulty. And those are specific. That's a purposeful phrase. It is becoming increasingly less difficult for us to raise money for programs in the field. The issue, however, is raising money for the organization Trek Medics so that we have the capacity to take on more projects. And I can tell you right now, we have about 10 full-time staff in Tanzania and Dominican Republic, and all of them are local staff. In New York, where I live, there is one full-time person, and that is me. We have part-time people, and we have volunteers who do extraordinary and incredible work for us that, you know, we couldn't survive without them. But in terms of full-time, you know, it's like right now we have two programs, and we have a pipeline with many other people who especially since the CNN thing came out, you know, we're getting calls all the time. And there are a lot of people who are interested, but the challenge for me is there's only 24 hours in a day, you know? And so right now what we're trying to do is before we expand to new programs, we need to develop the capacity of the organization so that we have more bandwidth, you know, so that we can just do more work, more hands on deck. And so right now I'm actually dutifully looking for, you know, a director of operations, but also we are, in terms of other programs, we want to have more programs, but the only new programs we're going to take on right now are programs that have a fair amount of infrastructure already in place, right? So, for example, in the Dominican Republic, we're doing program management. We're building from scratch, from the ground up. We're working with local partners, but they have very limited capacity to begin with. So we are, you know, doing a lot of the program development. However, another example right now is we're talking to a group in Mexico, and they've trained some 10,000 odd healthcare workers. And it's like, okay, well, and many of them are midwives. So in that scenario, it's like, hey, you guys got this under control already. You just need the software. That's not very hard to do for us, right? We teach them how to use the software, and we go from there. We offer IT support, but we're not doing like program management and, you know, all that other stuff. So those are ideal. But until we have more organizational capacity, starting new programs from scratch is not going to happen until we can hire somebody. But to answer your question specifically, and I apologize if I'm digressing here, but to answer your question specifically, we hope by the end of this year to have so we have two programs right now that are providing coverage to about 150,000 combined population. By the end of the year, we hope that those two programs, that'll be up to about 800,000 people. And by spring 2017, we hope to have at least two new programs and new locations going on. Those are our goals, but very much like EMS itself, it is very difficult to predict what's going to happen, you know, a month down the road, because things move so fast and things move very fast. But at the same time, all of this stuff takes a long time to develop. So it's a very much a juggling act.
Well, at least now you're on the map. So
yes,
Google grabbed the opportunity. CNN has grabbed the opportunity. Which you didn't have when you started this was crowdsource funding. So who knows? I mean, there's a lot of good possibilities out there for you to expand this. And hopefully, I hope that Ben has another book in him. It sounds like he certainly, you know, to the extent that he's traveled around with you and gotten involved, hopefully he'll write a book that the rest of us EMSers can appreciate on his perspective of this. Jamie, any thoughts from you on this?
Well, I would just point out, you know, as we said in the beginning and what we talked with our conversation with LN, that there are limited opportunities available. But there's nothing that says you can't find a need and fill it and create your own opportunities. And I know that this is something that is not easy to do, as evidenced by what Jason has told us in his story of his organization. But it is incredibly gratifying. And I've followed this organization for several years now and have just been amazed at Jason with what you've grown from you know, a little weekend hobby where you were given away and training people and opportunities to give away surplus equipment when it was available, has grown into what it is now, is a testament to your dedication to good EMS care and everything that that means in every situation in different parts of the world. And, you know, hats off to you, because
thank you.
This is something that is, I think, shows the inherent abilities that many EMS providers bring to the table, which is adapt and overcome. And
yes,
you've shown that in this type of organizational structure. And, you know, Joe, we talk about this type of thing all the time with, you know, managing disasters and the necessary things that we have to do. But I think, you know, you look at a lot of, you talk to a lot of EMS providers in your organizations that you are EMS director for. This is something that we see time and again, EMS providers adapting and overcoming to unique situations that could not have been predicted in their training environment.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, I think it's a testament to the people that are part of EMS. And I think it's just that kind of get it done mindset, and having that open-minded approach to do just as you said, Jamie. If you can't find an opportunity, then make an opportunity. Jason has done that in spades for sure.
So, Joe, yeah. are you thinking now about taking Paragon internationally? It sounds like there could be a role out there for you.
Oh, I think there's no question about it. We have several inquiries currently looking at that. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
So, Jason, I think we're kind of getting close to the end here. Any final thoughts? I mean, I guess maybe there would be a question, because we started with, you know, people that want to get involved, and even though we're talking about disaster work, but this is such an awesome opportunity, and you have people, I mean, just can't believe how you've grown this thing from your original idea. So what would you recommend to people that might be listening to this and going, wow, that's something I'd really like to get involved in?
Yeah, that's a good question, and we get inquiries all the time that, you know, it's not a surprise to me that we get a lot of inquiries, because, I mean, this is, you know, honestly, one of the reasons that there are many reasons I started this, but one of them was also that I was just really intrigued by the opportunity to go to, you know, foreign places that had nothing and provide care. And so, I think that if people want to get involved with what we're doing, we have very specific roles that we're looking for people to fill. And really what it is we're looking for a minimum of 3 months at least. Let me put it this way. If somebody were to come to us and say, I am, you know, I'm Latin American. I work as a paramedic in Los Angeles, but my family is from Mexico and I have relatives down there. They need this. Can I help? The answer is yes. You're perfect. You know, you speak the language, you're familiar with the area. And if you can go down long term, you can, you know, 3 months, I should say not long term, but you know, if you go down 3 months, that's a great way to start. But if for people who don't have family from foreign countries or whatnot, and who still want to get involved, really we are an equal opportunity NGO, meaning if you come to us and say, I've got a great idea for a place for a program and I've got the contacts, or I can make the contacts, because that's really a lot of what it comes down to is like you're talking about, if the solution doesn't present itself, go make the solution yourself. And so if people come to us and say, I can give you time and I'm willing to, you know, I've got a location to get something started, we're ready to go. But if people are looking for us to come to us for placements, like, you know, can they get involved in our DR program or our Tanzania program? We are much more selective about that. And it largely has to do, honest to God, it largely has to do with cultural issues. You know, just being able to acclimate and understand that you're in a foreign culture and that things are working much differently and that not everything is as it seems. And so if people are interested in a position in one of our existing programs, then we're asking for a minimum of 3 months. And, you know, send us an email, send us a cover letter with your resume, and that can start the process as well as anything else.
Well, maybe Ellen's listening to this. That sounds like something she'd jump on. You got your bags packed, Jimmy? You ready to go?
Oh, this is a fantastic opportunity. And I think for the right person, like Jason said, you know, there are some people who are going to walk in the door and this is going to be just tailor made for them. And so I think the lesson here is if Trek Medics isn't necessarily the perfect opportunity for you, there are opportunities out there.
And, there are lots.
And there, and you know, Jason can connect you, or we can try to keep connecting you through our podcast and the different interviews we do. Or you can come up with a solution yourself and find a need and fill it. The world is always a better place when people do that. And I would just urge you to continue to seek out the opportunity to help your neighbors, whether they're your neighbors next door or your neighbors in another part of the world. It's an opportunity to do things for the better of everyone. And Jason's a clear example of that. And I think we need more people like you. So Jason, kudos again, hats off.
Thank you very much. It's very kind. And I really appreciate what you guys are doing and the opportunity to share. And yes, if people are interested in reaching out to us, they can send me an email or, you know, send. We do have some people manning the volunteer emails, so they can send something to info@trekmedics.org. But like you mentioned, there are other opportunities, and I would encourage them, you know, people want to check out International Medical Corps is a great organization. There's a place in Oregon called Medical Teams International, and they're a faith-based NGO, and they are probably the only NGO I've ever heard of that has done what we're trying to do with a specific focus on EMS. And they do great work. You know, even the Red Cross, is 31 flavors, honestly. It depends on what country you're in, and even in the United States, you know, it changes from state to state. But the Red Cross is certainly a way to get involved in developing countries. But honestly, if somebody is feeling inspired and wants to go out and just get their hands dirty, the best advice I can give is what you've already said, and it's exactly what I did, is just go and knock on the door. That's what I did in Tijuana. That's what I did in Panama. That's what I've done in Dominican Republic and other places, is go knock on the door. And, you know, there's very much a community that's universal for EMS, just as there is for fire or even police. So leverage that, and it's all about 90% of life is shown up. Isn't that what it says? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Joe, I mean, we hear Jason talking about the different things that he's done, the opportunities to train people in austere environments. We've talked about many different types of austere environments here. You know, obviously we're a disaster program, so we have those disaster situations as well. But it comes down to making that training appropriate for the given situation. That's something Jason seems to have excelled at. And I think that it's something that Paragon does a very good job with as well.
Well, thanks, Jamie. I think you're right. It just shows that there are many different facets to disasters, and that, you know, it's hard to get the training broad enough in many cases, just as Ellen talked about when she was on. You just never know what you're going to face. There's pretty much no skill set that's not the right skill set.
So where can folks find Paragon if they want to find some top-notch, really involved and capable disaster training for their organization, their jurisdiction, wherever they are around the country or even internationally? Where can they find you and reach out and get more information?
Well, we have our brand new website up and running at paragonmedicalgroup.com. It looks great. Please come and visit. They can also find us on Facebook at Paragon Medical Group. Our Twitter feed is ParagonMedEDU. And I am required to give a quick shout out to Coral Springs Fire Department, where we just did a big training session down there for those guys. They were great hosts, and kudos to Coral Springs, Florida. Thanks for being such great hosts for us.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people should be, if they aren't realizing it yet, they should be jealous, because those folks down in Coral Springs got an amazing experience having Paragon there. I just know from the other things that Paragon has already done that it is something that those responders down there are going to take with them for an extended period of time. And I would just urge people to continue support Paragon, because they support this podcast. So if you like this show, check out their new website, leave a message over there, find out what they're doing, find out if they're going to be in your area or even in your region, that it might make it appropriate for you to try to get into the next opportunity that they have to train nearby. There are always opportunities to do that, and follow them on Twitter and go to their Facebook group and all the other things that Joe talked about, because these are the ways you can support our sponsors here on the show. And, Joe and Jim and the rest of the gang at Paragon do just a fantastic job. I can't say enough about them. So get out there and do that. Sam, where can folks find you?
Well, outside of here in Colorado, usual social media places, Sam Bradley or Sam Bradley 11, certainly at thedisasterpodcast.com. And Jason, I'm really hoping, I think we just, you've given us kind of your overview, but I'm sure there's so much more to talk about, and we could spin off a number of topics from where we started. So I'm hoping you'll come back and talk to us again. And I'm really encouraging people. I mean, this has been one of the better podcasts I think we've ever done on a fascinating topic. And it's just showing what one medic can do if he puts his mind to it. The amount of people that you're helping is just astounding to me. So hopefully we'll get some questions from folks coming up on the website that we can direct back to you, and we'll stir up some interest out there.
I appreciate it very much. It's a great opportunity. And like I said, love what you guys are doing. And absolutely, I'd love to post this as well to all of our website and social media channels. Definitely.
Excellent. Well, folks, we could keep talking here all night, and we probably will. But we want to thank you for checking out this, which has again turned out to be a great double episode here of the show. And that's because we just really are just grateful for Jason and all the cool things he's done. And so check him out at trekmedics.org, and that's TrekMedics.org. Anyway, Jason, thanks a lot. And I will, of course, be found under the handle PodMedic in most places out there. And you can also, of course, always find me over at disasterpodcast.com. And we've really had a lot of great discussions. I expect this episode might bring up some discussion as well. So leave a comment over on these two episodes over there, or any of the episodes. Ask us a question. Whenever you leave a comment there, it shoots me an email. We will get back to you. Leave comments over there directly so that you can see what we all have to say. So if you have a question for Jason, you can either email it to us on the contact form at the site, or leave a comment directly on these episodes, and I'll let Jason know, and he can go over and leave a comment in reply, and we'll get a little discussion going. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So we want to make sure that we get the word out. And Jason, the door is always open. If something else comes up, if a great opportunity comes along you want to talk about, we'd love to have you back.
Well, I really appreciate that. And I definitely hope to be able to take you up on that, and sooner rather than later.
Excellent.
If I do, it's a good sign.
Yep. That's always a good sign. And things sound like they're rocking and rolling for you guys. So I'm sure it's going to happen sooner than later. Sam, we've talked about a lot of disasters. We've talked a lot about wilderness EMS and high angle and mountain EMS. And now we're talking about a whole different type of austere medical environments and how EMS adapts to it. But it all comes back to the same kind of things we talk about every week.
Yes, it does. Austere medicine is not your everyday medicine, whether it's disaster medicine or, even though we don't look at what Jason does as disaster work, when you look at the kind of conditions these people are living in, you got to almost think of it that way. So it's really great that we have someone out there that's trying to change things. So kudos to Jason, and I hope we see you soon.
That's going to wrap up this week's episode of the Medic Cast. I want to thank all of you for checking out the show this week, and of course, remind you to follow up on all of the information you get in this week's show over at the MedicCast blog. That's at medicast.com/blog. Over there, you'll find a show notes link at the top of the page. Go ahead and take a moment and follow up on all of the information and links to news items and more you find there each week. You can also sign up for our email newsletter that'll bring you those links directly into your email inbox each week if you want. There's a form on the right-hand side of the page. Just go ahead and fill that out, and you can get the MedicCast newsletter for yourself. I also welcome your comments and suggestions by email. So if you want to get back in touch with me, shoot me an email to podmedic@mac.com. Send in your ideas for news links, ideas for future show topics or interviews, whatever comments you might have. I really do look forward to hearing from you, and I'll make sure I get back to you. I work hard to respond back to every email that comes in, so please keep those emails coming. If you want to catch up with me on social media and some of the pages and sites out there, you can find me at most places under the handle Podmedic. So you can catch me over at Twitter at twitter.com/podmedic or Facebook at facebook.com/podmedic. Friend or follow me over there. Also, don't forget to check out our MedicCast Facebook page. We now have over 5,000 followers, so head over to facebook.com/mediccast. Click the like button on the top of the page and join the community over there. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of the MedicCast. Please make sure you spread the word and share the MedicCast with your colleagues and students and friends in the EMS world. I'll be back here each week with new episodes, new interviews, news items, tips, and more every Monday morning to start off your EMS week. Tell somebody else about the MedicCast today. I'm Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. It's time to close out the show. Don't forget to thank our sponsors. And remember, folks, Scene Safety, BSI.